your host, Hal Shurtleff. This show is heard on WBCQ The Planet every Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also listen to it on our YouTube channel as well as our Podomatic page, podomatic.com. It's brought to you by Camp Constitution, which, among other things, runs a week-long family camp. And this year's camp will be held at the Signing Hills Christian Camp and Retreat Center in Plainfield, New Hampshire, just about an hour north of Concord, the state capital, from July 19th to the 24th. And we have a great lineup of instructors and lots of exciting things planned for the week. You can visit our website, campconstitution.net, to learn more about it and all of the other things we do, our year-round activities. Now, if you're a regular listener to this show, you know that we have had some guests on over the years exposing the treacherous things that the communist Chinese are doing. Several years ago, I had the privilege and honor to interview the late Harry Wu, who was a man who spent a number of years in Chinese slave labor camps. And I also have, we, Camp Constitution, has participated in protesting the communist Chinese flag raising in Boston. And I have a guest on the line here calling from Vietnam, Mitchell Gerber, and we're going to be discussing the organ harvesting that is going on in communist China. So, Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Hal. Nice to be here with you.
Tell the listeners a little bit about your background, and then we can get into the evidence and information you have on this horrible practice that these Chinese communists are doing.
Absolutely. Well, I'm South African-born, American-raised. I've spent most of my life in international politics and relations. I founded my first human rights group when I was at the University of Georgia in Atlanta, studying international business. And now I'm stationed in Vietnam after coming back from London, sitting down with the main investigators on this case, confirming that this new form of evil is truly going on in China against the spiritual group called the Falun Gong and others who have been killed for the organs. And when I first came to know about this hell, I tell you and everybody, it was chilling to the bone. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, how just such innocent spiritual people, namely the Falun Gong, who have had no threat to China, very peaceful, nonviolent, have received numerous awards for their nonviolent, peaceful protests, in terms of courageous and standing up to the Chinese government for their crimes against humanity, have been slaughtered. And I'm grateful to be on your show and happy to be a part of your show, because most of the mainstream media will not cover this at all because of communist regimes, the communist regime's ties to economic pressure and political pressure. So thank you very much, Hal, for allowing me to come on your show.
Well, I'm awfully glad to have you on. I know that you sent me your credentials and you have been a guest on numerous shows around the world. And some of them I'm familiar with. And so and any chance there is to expose this wicked evil, I look forward to it. And you're absolutely right that most of the mainstream media and city governments and state governments are very, very reluctant to even discuss this, because they basically have the Chinese communists have their hand pretty much all over the world. And here in Boston, they raise the Chinese communist flag. And not only do they raise it, it's a private group that actually gets the permit to raise the flag, but city officials participate. In Massachusetts, there's a Maritime Academy. It's run by the state. And I learned maybe 8 years ago, that there's exchange students from communist China. And they say they, on Friday mornings, the midshipmen they sing the Chinese anthem, and they have the flag in the ceremony. And if the midshipmen protest, they get demerits, or they don't show up, which eventually means they'll be expelled. And these things, again, happening all over the country. They have a very strong presence in college campuses. I think you might be able to, if I'm correct, verify this, but The Chinese Communist government considers every single Chinese national visiting here a potential agent. Is that true?
That's very true. When I was sitting down with the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Atlanta, Georgia, that's where the CBC is, that's where Coca-Cola has been headquartered, and the FBI. It's a very strategic place and state in the United States, Atlanta, Georgia. And I sat down with the Federal Bureau of Investigation when I received my death threats in 2005. And yes, they exactly confirmed what you were saying, especially the Confucius Institutes, Hollywood, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and many countries around the world who have bowed to the communist regime for incredible amounts of money, bribes, and economic prosperity. And it's just shocking to me. It's very despicable. Even the NBA bowed to the communist regime to denounce the Hong Kong protesters. And it's just been shocking how extinction of life before a loss of profit, basically. And it's just disgusting and really despicable what's going on.
Yes, the NBA, how quickly it was the general manager of that was the Dallas Mavericks or San Antonio Spurs, one of the two. And all he did was say, hey, I support the Hong Kong protesters. And my goodness, they jumped on him and he had to issue a retraction. And but the same NBA, they won't have an all-star game in North Carolina because the legislator, they had the good sense to say men shouldn't be going into women's bathrooms. That's an abomination. But murdering and organ harvesting. Now, the Falun Gong, I've become very friendly with a number of the practitioners here. I am not. I'm a Christian man, but I find them to be very decent people. And actually, they say that it's not really religion. It's more of a sort of a worldview, a way of life. They meditate. And I know in China that if you become a practitioner, you leave the Communist Party, but they're not revolutionaries. They're not out to overthrow the government. But if you don't bow down, and I have to say that they're very courageous people. Every on a regular basis, you'll see them on Boston Common and probably other spots around the country, showing. They have little cells that they recreated to show what they actually are doing to these poor folks. So tell us a little bit about that, and then get into obviously the bigger picture here, the actual harvesting of organs. And you're saying that it's bad enough to harvest these folks, anesthetize people, take out parts of their bodies, but you're saying that they do this while they're conscious.
That's correct. Just to give a little background on Falun Gong Hell, that it's an ancient Chinese spiritual discipline, not really like a religion. There's no members, there's no hierarchy. It's not a cult as the Chinese communist regime, which is the actual cult. It's the demon reign of terror that has terrorized China and wiped out between 60 and 100 million people, decimated 5,000 years of Chinese culture. Falun Gong is an ancient Chinese spiritual discipline in the Buddhist tradition. And I come from a Jewish, Judaic, Christian family as well. So I learned about Falun Gong when I was studying international business at the time. I was depressed. I was anxious. I was a little bit addicted to drugs and alcohol. And smoking, and I just wanted something that could purify my body, nothing heavy, nothing dogmatic, nothing that forced me to do anything or pay money. And I came across Falun Gong, and it really is a beautiful spiritual movement, free of charge, and it consists of moral teachings, of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, just like Christianity, and a meditation, and four gentle exercises that are truly unique and highly effective way to improve your health and energy levels. And it's very beautiful, very similar to Chinese yoga. But the reason why Falun Gong was persecuted, before I say why, there's three reasons actually why it was persecuted. But throughout the organ harvesting commenced after that, which is just a new form of evil, a diabolical proportions. I mean, we've never experienced something like this in world history since the Holocaust, beyond measure. Yet, throughout the 1990s, Falun Gong garnered support from the numerous Chinese government agencies as a meditation practice deemed to improve public health and morality. But on July 22nd, 1999, a massive campaign on suppression was launched. 1 month before the crackdown of Falun Gong, where it is completely forbidden for the last 20 years to practice Falun Gong, The 610 office was created by the former leader and president of the Communist Party, Jiang Zemin, and he formed the 610 Gestapo type of office that sits on top of the government system, basically rules the party system on top of the government system and controls all economic, social, and political branches for one mandate or policy and mission, and one mission only is to eradicate Falun Gong from the shores of China. And they try to do that in 3 months of its inception, and this has been going on for the last 20 years. So the three reasons why it was outlawed and persecuted, one basic explanation for the seemingly irrational campaign against Falun Gong is the nature of China's atheist and dictatorial Chinese Communist Party, which fears all groups outside of its control, particularly the ones that subscribe to a different ideology. So Falun Gong stood in stark contrast to the Chinese Communist regime. That was the reason, number one reason. Number two, it's the Falun Gong grew to become the life force and the largest, most popular spiritual movement in China between 1992 and 1998, where 100 million people practicing Falun Gong were accounted by the Chinese government, one out of every 10 Chinese national citizens. And the third reason why it was outlawed is because when Falun Gong was producing such amazing physiological, psychological, and spiritual benefits from the Chinese people, they were practicing, hundreds and thousands, tens of millions were practicing, the communist regime found a way to profit off these organs that became really healthy after practicing. So they started to send hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners under the careful watch of the Chinese military in sealed cattle cars, just like the Nazis did with the Jews, to state-mandated hospitals, cutting out their organs while alive with a little anesthetic just to hold the practitioner down so he wouldn't fight back, because it would take about four people to hold the body down, and then cut all the organs out, remove all the corneas, and then sell the organs as the healthiest organs in the world, and then burn the bodies in the crematories or the ovens to conceal the evidence and make a multi-billion dollar profiteering business out of this. This has been going on, ladies and gentlemen. No other place in the world, state-sanctioned, state-endorsed, and state-mandated hell on a size, scale, and magnitude that we've ever seen in our lives. And this has been confirmed, by the way.
Can you tell me who is buying these organs? Because I'm assuming it's not just in China, but other parts of the world.
Okay, so this is our investigation. So a wonderful question. That was my next clarification. David Kilgore, the former Secretary of State to the Asian Affairs of the Canadian Parliament, a Crown prosecutor who I had the dignity and the honor to sit with when the investigators, I brought them to London on my coalition to expose this at a child trafficking court in Westminster Abbey. And David Mattis, who's a 35-year international human rights lawyer, David Kilgore and David Mattis wrote the book called Bloody Harvest, and the Kilgore-Mattis report, Kilgour-Mattis report, it can be downloaded for free at endtransplantabuse.org. They confirmed the allegations in 2006 with 18 pieces of evidence that 40 to 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners were harvested alive for their organs and sold to the medical associations around the world, rich foreign donors, and biotech firms. Then Ethan Gutman, a Nobel Peace Prize nominee of the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize and a China investigator who joined the forces of the two Davids in 2000, I believe in 2008, 2009, and for 7 years investigation, after 7 years of investigation, wrote the book, The Slaughter. And the evidence is shocking, and even worse than selling the organs to what we found horrific and shocking, that even more so selling it to rich donors, foreign nationalists, and biotech firms and medical associations. China has about 130 million hepatitis B carriers, right? So China also has about 40 to 50% of the world's liver cancer patients. Wow. In addition to over half the world's new liver cancer patients, about 355,000 cases per year. So for the 8 million end-stage liver patients, including those with liver failure, cirrhosis, and liver cancer, the most effective treatment is what? Transplantation. So we found out, and they found out through their investigations, that the communist regime were killing their own citizens, hundreds and thousands per year, namely the Falun Gong, and then selling the organs back to their own citizens without any consent, forcefully, and without their own knowing. So this is, they're making money off of their own citizens, and selling back to their own citizens.
And this has been going on since, you say, the late 1990s?
At least 1999, when the Laogai system, termed in terms of the labor system, skyrocketed, the hospitals skyrocketed. This is the evidence from David Kilgore, David Mattis, and Ethan Gutman. And to this day, about 100,000 transplants per year unwilling Falun Gong practitioners have commenced. I wish you could play some of the sound bites I sent you, but because they would give a chilling detail. But
the
books are free of charge.
I'll put links when I upload the video. When I upload, this will be airing live. I mean, this will be airing on a shortwave radio, a shortwave radio station, WBCQ, The Planet. But I also will have a version on our Podomatic, and I will put some links to it on there. So the people who get that version, and if you're listening on WBCQ, The Planet, go to Podomatic, and I'll have the links there. And also our YouTube channel will have the links there underneath the video.
Wonderful. And if I may add, Hal, that and everybody who's listening to this, to understand how organ harvesting could happen in China, it is crucial to understand that there's no limit to how far the Chinese Communist Party will go to wipe out something or someone. So when the persecution started, just to give you a little visual how serious this was, I mean, this spiritual movement called Falun Gong touched the lives, no other practice touched the lives of such a resounding size and magnitude in 5,000 years of Chinese culture and history than Falun Gong within in the time frame of 1992 and 1998. And when the persecution started in July 1999, the Chinese regime called Falun Gong the biggest threat to national security since the Tiananmen Square massacre 10 years before. So, the president of China, the leader of the Chinese Communist Party in 1999, Jiang Zemin, launched an outright final solution campaign to wipe out Falun Gong practitioners, bankrupt them, destroy them, dehumanize them in the most vilifying ways, only to send them to concentration camps, labor camps, death camps, torturing them, and then kill them for their organs and make a multi-billion-dollar organ harvesting business out of their organs.
Now, let's say that I'm a Saudi Arabian prince and I need a liver transplant, and there's nothing. So will these people, they would contact, say, a doctor or in a particular hospital knows where they could get something like this? And so kind of explain that process. And also, I think the bigger question is how many people who are actually buying these things outside of China knows where the, how they're being procured.
A great question. Well, there was an interview by Ethan Gutman, the China investigator who wrote The Slaughter after about 7 or 8 years of investigations. And he was asked by the reporter, what was your reaction when you heard of the reports of organ harvesting? And he said, skeptical. I'm always skeptical when I'm on the threshold of a new investigation. Well, what changed your mind? The Kilgore Mattis report, the phone calls into Chinese hospitals by Falun Gong investigators. But there is no substitute for personally cross-examining witnesses. One of my first subjects was a peasant woman, a Falun Gong practitioner, who had done serious time in a labor camp. Along with detailed accounts of torture, she briefly mentioned a physical exam. Yet under intense questioning, the exam sounded like it was administered in a hospital turned upside down. The only possible medical rationale was to assess whether she could be exploited for her kidneys, her liver, her corneas, and perhaps her heart, the retail organs. Meanwhile, the woman was becoming increasingly annoyed with me. I mean, she had been tortured, for God's sake. Her beliefs had been jeered and mocked, her family ruined. Why was the stupid white guy so interested in blood tests? She did not recognize the physical examination as having importance, but this was the investigator catnip. So the communist regime, they found out, the investigators, were forcefully blood testing the practitioners of Falun Gong. I had a couple of people, Dr. Charles Lee, who was put in a labor camp for 3 years out of Menlo, California, is a doctor, and he was blood tested. There have been many testimonials like this one where they were forced to be blood tested for organ extraction before the organs were taken out. Luckily, these people survived to live to tell about. But not to mention that there are only four countries out of 165 plus countries around the world that have banned organ tourism after realizing that this has gone on. Now, that's
Israel.
Can
you name those countries? Israel? Okay.
Absolutely. Israel, who implemented into law the 2008 transplantation law, barring its citizens from going to China to get organs after realizing what was going on. Then you have Taiwan, Spain, and Italy. Now, as far as other countries like Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iran, Korea, even in the States, the organ harvesting tourism rate skyrocketed to 30 to 40% because when people realized how that they could get a organ on a specified date where a liver, a heart, a kidney, the waiting times for these were at least 3 to 4 to 5 to sometimes 6 years, 8 years sometimes. You could get killed to order. Falun Gong practitioners had been killed to order, just like a lobster taken out of a tank, cut open, organs extracted, and sold for hundreds and thousands of dollars. So the waiting times reduced to such an extent made it extremely attractive to outside buyers to run to China and get the organs, especially from Falun Gong practitioners. And we've got the tape recordings, doctors, because the Falun Gong investigators would mask themselves or disguise themselves as foreign recipients looking for organs, calling into the hospitals, at least 800 hospitals, and talking to the doctors and say, yes, we're looking specifically for Falun Gong organs and fresh ones. We feel that they're fresh. And the doctor would say, yeah, no problem. We've got plenty. Come on over. And this is what would happen. So it's truly tremendously horrific and shocking.
Now, you mentioned four countries. I'm sure that there's lobbying going on by your group and others. Do you know of anything in the United States where there's been a bill introduced to put a stop to this?
Absolutely. HR resolutions. There have been many resolutions that have been concocted by the legislative body, the House of Representatives. Israel launched the transplantation law 2008, and the China Tribunal, that is a governing body that basically has a board of directors, sat in London in December and concluded that the tribunal's members are certain, unanimously and sure beyond reasonable doubt, that in China, forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has been practiced for a substantial period of time involving a very substantial number of victims, mainly Falun Gong practitioners. However, it is extremely hard for the governing bodies to get on board with this because it is such a huge issue. And Matthew Robinson, who sat down and with the investigators and Miss World Canada, Anastasia Lin, it is called the Roundtable Coalition. If you look it up on YouTube or at intransplantabuse.org, he was saying he went to and met with very high-ranking officials of human rights agencies, and they would respond, oh, that issue really going on? Oh, how do you know? Is this really, really going on? And that was back before we had even more confirmed evidence, 52 pieces of evidence. However, they don't read the evidence. And because the communist regime has its tentacles, its evil claws into all these governing bodies, especially the World Health Organization and the Vatican. Now, let me tell you about the World Health Organization. These are a gang of scoundrels who have a known liver transplant surgeon who oversaw the forced organ extraction of Falun Gong practitioners and was the Minister of Health to the Chinese Communist Party, namely Wang Jiefu, sitting on the board of the World Health Organization. And when David Kilgore and David Mattis and Ethan Gutman went to the World Health Organization and the Lady Chair of the United Nations and provided and presented the evidence, then the United Nations remained silent, and the World Health Organization refuted the claims, just like the Transplantation Society, that was lavished with gifts, just like the Vatican and just like the World Health Organization. So it's truly, truly sad. The mainstream media doesn't get involved. It's shocking. It's really shocking. And that's why I take my hat off to you, Hal, for allowing me to come share about this and supporting Falun Gong and getting the word out, because not many have the courage and the dignity and the honor that you have. And thanks for your listeners for just tuning in on their busy days, because this is something that is going to shock the world in a very disturbing way when this is absolutely blown open and comes to light on a more scale, on a mainstream scale.
Well, you know, this late September of last year, 2019, as I mentioned earlier, they raised the Chinese communist flag in Boston and in other cities too, Philadelphia. And I don't think there was any mainstream media there. We videotaped it, made it available, and we did get some coverage of it. And there was a city councilor, Quinn, whose dad had been mayor and very conservative at one point in his life. And this guy was a Navy veteran. He was an officer and served 20-plus years. And I'm thinking, what is – and he's supposed to be a Catholic, man of the Catholic faith. And I'm saying, what's causing this? And back in 2000 and 2001, we tried to stop the Chinese Ocean Shipping Company from setting up shop in Boston. And there was very little interest. We did get one city councilor when he held hearings. And here they are bringing in human cargo, they're bringing in weapons, they're bringing in drugs. And the state of Massachusetts, which is Massport, is in charge of the port authority here in Massachusetts, they're testifying saying that, well, we x-ray 10% of the stuff that comes in. And a Boston Globe reporter showed up and said to me, well, we're not going to run any story, we just want to get some information here. And nothing came of it. We were all set to have a former U.S. Senator, Bob Smith, who has been a friend on this subject. He lives in Florida now. I don't know how active he is at this point. And we were going to have the former Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mora, testify. And they held the congressman who's still in Congress, Stephen Lynch. They had a secret meeting or private meeting in their office, and they said to the city councilor, you have your career to think about. And both parties, Democrats and Republicans, approve of this. So cease and desist. And a young idealistic reporter for a little paper called The Metro, which is given out free, a daily paper, I think they have several around the country, she was all set to do a story, and they spiked it. And she couldn't believe nobody would do this story and cover this story and what have you. And then when I tried to follow up, I didn't get any response. So I said, they're very powerful, the tentacles. And when we tried to expose what was happening at the Mass Maritime, first off, there's a lot of people who don't believe it. I don't believe that. And then you show them the footage, and they still can't believe it, but not one state official came forward to even look into it. That's when you know they're either ideologically committed to the communist Chinese, or I think in most cases, their pockets are being lined by the Chinese communists and advise their silence.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a great publication, Hal, if you ever have a chance to read it, or there are listeners who are avid readers and want to learn more about the Red Dragon and the behind the scenes of the Red Wall. There's called The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party. It's a free publication. You can watch it on YouTube, or you can download it for free or read it for free at
www.the Epoch Times does carry that every so often. And that's a publication. Is that put out by the Falun Gong people?
That's more of the Epoch Times, yes. There's a lot of contributors from the Epoch Times because they lived in China, especially the elders. And I just wanted to share something with you from the Nine.
Mitch, we have 1 minute left.
Okay.
So why don't you give the listeners a place where they might be able to get a hold of you or some of the work you and your people have been doing?
Wonderful. If you want to learn about Falun Gong exercises, www.falungafa.org. Our website is stoporganharvesting.org. If there are any hosts or people who would like to get hold of me, just type in mgerber444@gmail.com. and you can read the reports at endtransplantabuse.org. Thank you, Hal, for allowing me to come on. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for coming on as well. And I'm sure we'll be in touch. And if you're ever in the Boston area, please give me a shout. Folks, you've been listening to WBCQ The Planet. And until next week, may God bless you. Good night.